In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
Let me tell you a little bit about a local hero of faith named Vera Proctor. Vera is the director of Focus Minnesota, an Orthodox service ministry to the working poor and the homeless in the Twin Cities. It's a position Vera's held for nearly 10 years, and she's also been her parish choir director for some 30-odd years. When you see poverty day in and day out, something in Vera decided that she needed to do something about it. And along with many dedicated helpers, they developed a wonderful place of service to the underprivileged. It took years to get as good as possible. Those who have been there remember it was in a basement. You had to go downstairs. When they first got there, it was like a dungeon. And month after month and year after year, they cleaned it up and got it ready. It wasn't perfect, being that it was in a basement, but they got it as good as absolutely possible. And then, just like that, a mountain reared up. The building was sold. New owners sent out eviction notices to all the tenants. And Focus had no place to go. Focus and all its ministry was on hold. Weeks stretched into months. Disappointments mounted. But with faith and prayer and action, through Vera's leadership, a new home for Focus became available. Now, the new place is larger than the old place. It's perfect for the ministries they have. Unlike the old place, it's handicap accessible. And best of all, Focus owns it. They can't be evicted because of some ownership change after putting all that labor into it. It's like losing a quarter and finding a dollar. Through faith, unwavering faith in Christ, Focus under Vera's leadership, even when it seemed insurmountable, moved the mountain. And did I mention that through it all, Vera is battling cancer? Our gospel reading today takes place right after the Transfiguration. Jesus had shown his glory to his three closest disciples, and when they come down the mountain, they stumble upon this scene. A man has a severely tormented son for years. And the nine remaining disciples that weren't on the mountain with Christ were unable to heal him. Of course, Jesus can and does, but later the disciples ask Jesus, why couldn't we heal the boy? I mean, they had healed before, why couldn't they now? Jesus says, you lacked faith. You didn't believe in me. You were trying to do it under your own power. And then Jesus says, his famous line, if you have faith even as tiny as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, and it's the mountain he had just come down off of, you can say to this mountain, move from here to here, and it will. It will move. And while the fathers are clear that the disciples could have literally moved an actual mountain if it had been God's will, this lesson is primarily spiritual. What mountains rear up in your life that need to be moved? Now, a mountain is not just an inconvenience. It's not just an irritation. A mountain is a matter of true goodness or true righteousness that seems to be impossible and insurmountable by your own abilities. And though it seems insurmountable, Jesus says these mountains can be moved by faith in me, by true and genuine faith in Jesus Christ. And that was the disciples' problem, and frankly, I think it's our problem too often. We try to move mountains grunting and struggling by our own power, and then soon we fail and ultimately give up. But in Christ, turning to Christ, the mountains that need to be moved absolutely can be moved. Of course, sometimes it's a question of knowing which mountains need to be moved. Which mountains are yours to move? Author Olive Ann Burns was a woman of deep faith. Her mom got cancer in 1972, and Olive Ann prayed and had faith. But her mom still died. Her mom still died. And that event shocked Olive Ann's faith. What happened to faith moving mountains, the verse she had clung to? And to shake her faith even further, very shortly thereafter, Olive Ann was diagnosed with cancer herself. And a realization began to dawn on her. Not all mountains are hers to move. So move the ones that are yours to move. She could not control her mother's cancer. She had very little control over her own. But how she responded, how her inner spirit was moved, that was up to her. That was up to her. And while battling cancer, Olive Ann Burns wrote her best and best-selling novel, Cold Sassy Tree. And that was a mountain in itself. With her illness continually fighting against her, it took Olive Ann 8.5 years to finish the book. It's a beautiful, hilarious, heartwarming, sometimes very frustrating look at family and religion and small town life. But a big theme in that book is coming to terms with God and his promises. Lessons Olive Ann learned as she was moving mountains herself. Lessons that teach you which mountain is yours to move. Now finally, sometimes the mountain that needs moving, maybe oftentimes the mountain that needs moving, is your own problem, is your own sin. It's within you. This past spring, as part of getting myself healthy again, I started running each morning. And by running, I mean walking, at least at the beginning. I'm doing a fair amount of running right now, but I admit at the beginning, I was lucky just to be walking. So I was out walking one fine spring morning, heading up the hill towards County Line, and my foot hurt. It's a decent-sized hill, but the hill seemed so big that day. And I kept going, and my foot hurt more, and I said, this hill isn't going to stop me. I power walked this hill twice before, and I'll do it again. The mountain was not going to win. Well, 3/4 of the way up, the pain in my foot became unbearable, and I had to stop. The mountain, it seemed, had won. Or had it? In a moment of pure genius, I took off my shoe, and presto, a pebble fell out. The mountain was not the hill itself. The hill had nothing to do with it. The mountain was a pebble in my own shoe. And in life, too often the mountain we really need to move is not the hill out there, but it's something inside. It's inward change. But we don't see it. We blame others. We blame circumstances. We blame spouses. We blame family. We blame job. We blame school. We blame government. We blame society. We blame church. And ultimately, we blame God himself. When really the mountain that needed moving is my own sin. It's my own attitude, my own agenda, my own bad habits. The mountain that needed moving all along was the pebble in my own shoe. And frankly, those can be the hardest mountains to move because it means I need to change. It means I need to change. But Jesus says, if you have faith in me, even that mountain can be moved. Mountains are sure to come in life. Make no mistake about that. It can take wisdom to know which mountain is yours to move. For some, it might be a great obstacle. For others like Vera Proctor or Olive Ann Burns, it might be what you accomplish in spite of an obstacle. Just choose the mountain that's yours to move. But most often, the mountain we really need to move is inside. It's inward change, the pebble in our own shoe. And frankly, those can be the hardest mountains to recognize, let alone to move. But Jesus says, have faith in me. Have faith in the Savior Jesus Christ, and you will say to this mountain, move from here to here, and it will be done. Amen.
Amen.